White House plan to ease a formula shortage. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration says it is working to help parents get infant formula and says the Department of Health and Human Services has launched a website for them to find the products.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has been working for months to increase supply after a major recall in February. Psaki was also asked about stocks of formula at migrant processing centers.
It is the law, but we believe that when children and babies are crossing the border with a family member, that providing them formula is morally right.
The administration is also looking to increase importing more formula from overseas.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Authorities are continuing their search for a Texas inmate serving a life sentence for murder who escaped from a transport bus after stabbing the driver. 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez escaped yesterday in a rural area between Dallas and Houston. The driver suffered a minor injury. Lopez was convicted in 2006 of killing a man along the Texas-Mexico border. President Biden today discussing crime prevention and law enforcement, urging more spending on policing and public safety as crime rises in many cities.
The answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need to protect our communities.
The president says cities, counties, and states should use $350 billion from the American Rescue Plan to hire more police officers and invest in crime prevention programs. A 62-year-old man, police say, opened fire on a crowded New York City subway train last month, injuring 10 people, pleaded not guilty today to federal terrorism and weapons charges. Frank James was arrested a day after the attack when he's accused of setting off smoke bombs before opening fire on commuters on the train and platform. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
WNBA star Brittany Griner will remain in custody in Russia for at least another 30 days.
A request for house arrest for the WNBA star was denied at a hearing in Moscow Friday. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and nine-year veteran of the Phoenix Mercury, has been detained in Russia since February when authorities there claimed she had hash oil vape cartridges in her luggage as she entered the country at an airport near Moscow. She faces up to 10 years in prison. Earlier this month, the U.S. State Department classified Griner as being wrongfully detained by the Russian Federation and said the U.S. government will continue to undertake efforts to provide support to Ms. Griner. Jared Max, Fox News.
European gas prices have risen after Russian state-owned exporter Gazprom said it would no longer send supplies to Europe via a pipeline in Poland, citing new sanctions that Moscow imposed on European energy companies. Well, there's a close call for a Utah grandmother.
Melody Medina is lucky to be alive.
I never really thought about it, how they say here today, gone tomorrow.
Driving south on I-15 in Ogden with her two grandchildren in the back seat.
I seen something coming towards me and boom.
Road debris smashed her front windshield but didn't break through. She isn't sure if it was a brick or large rock that fell from an overpass. She pulled off at the next exit when one of her grandkids said to her,
he was like, Grandma, that would have killed you.
According to the State Department of Highway Safety, there have been 411 debris-related crashes so far in 2022, and that number rises each year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A former Tennessee nurse whose medication error killed a patient was sentenced to 3 years of probation today as hundreds of health care workers rallied outside the courthouse, warning criminalizing such errors could lead to more deaths in hospitals as health care workers would be reluctant to admit mistakes. Redonda Vaught was found guilty in March of criminally negligent homicide and gross neglect of an impaired adult after accidentally administering the wrong medication. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.